you find yourself drifting through space. You look out and you see a nebula. But then you realize you're in an office filled with many books and an empty desk. You pick up the book on the desk and the title says Dreamscape. I feel you, dear heart, close, not physically, but close. I'm floating somewhere. Oh, I don't know where, but it's without you. Cold, lonely, with no light. I'm falling now, falling without you. Again, there is no hope now, dear heart. Please reach out and grab me before I fall too far. So, what is depression? The National Institute of Mental Health says that depression is a common but serious mood disorder that causes severe symptoms that affect how you think, feel, and handle daily activities. There are different kinds, such as persistent, postpartum, psychotic, seasonal, and bipolar, but I won't go into those here. However, the following will be research studies by other researchers, and I wanted to share them to help you feel or help you understand what depression is from a scientific point of view. These studies are in the Works Cited section in the show notes if anybody would like to read more. So, a 2020 study by Shin and others from Virginia Commonwealth University did a study that shows a link between childhood maltreatment, depression, and problem drinking. They recommend that treating depression in those with childhood maltreatment may help problem drinking, but it's only correlational, and more studies will need to be done. The second is a 2020 study by Pinheiro from the University of Minho Braga in Portugal. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But this study shows that higher emotional processing as part of therapy for depression can lower the intensity of depressive symptoms. So this makes quite a bit of sense to me personally, because I have been very experienced in the long road of depression that we all privately know. I have found myself getting better, though, through my psychological education and degree, because I have learned how to emotionally process these feelings. But what emotional processing is, it's a skill that many people lack, because all of a sudden you have these deep, sad emotions and you're not sure how to process it. Right? So your head goes everywhere. It causes anxiety, depression, those sort of things that we all know. But when you take a step back and you view yourself from the outside, you're able to see how silly it almost is, how you're thinking this way, or how you came to this conclusion that's making you upset. It's something that I have very much experienced in my personal life. A turning point for me was a term called Watching the Watcher. An author by the name of Eckhart Tolle mentions it in his search and his education in inner peace and Zen. He says, watch the watcher. So watch the thinker. We're watching our own brains as a sort of security guard or failsafe, if that makes any sense. So when you listen to these thoughts come and go, you're able to sort through them, find the cause of them. It's a sort of introspection and Wundtian introspection. It comes from Wilhelm Wundt at the birth of psychology back in the late 1800s, I do believe. And so you're able to watch these thoughts come and go and process them. I know this has been very circular logic, but as is life, because a lot of times in the heat of the moment, your emotions, your depression, these thoughts that plague you, they're very real, and they consume you. They almost put blinders on you, and thus you fall into the long, deep hole, the quiet void that we all know as depression. However, if anybody needs any help, if anybody is experiencing this silent demon that all of us experience. Some people chin up, put a mask on, and get through it. Some people prefer to lay in bed and let that darkness consume them. But nonetheless, it is something that every one person has experienced in this life, or will experience in this life. It's kind of funny, but this sort of thing, it almost makes us human. This self-analytical, oppressive mindset that we get into that just won't leave us alone. It seems to be something that's just part of the human experience. But I digress. I got off topic again, dear listener. But if anybody needs any help or needs to talk and you don't feel comfortable reaching out to a family member, a friend, your spouse, your girlfriend, because it's too shameful, please reach out to the numbers that I'll provide. The first one is Lifeline. The number is 1-800-799-4389. The second one is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number is 1-800-273-8255. And for all of you sweet young little butterflies that are in the LGBT community and you feel this oppressive nature of everything around you, of nobody accepting you, this next one is for you, because you too are valid. The number is from the Trevor Project for LGBT youth. The number is 1-866-488-7386. And I would very much like everyone to know that you can 100% reach out to me. Reach out to me through Twitter, and it's at Luna Frizzle, LunaFrizzle. Because everybody experiencing this, you are valid, you are loved, and it takes a different perspective. You remember how I said, you watch the watcher? Until you learn to do that yourself, those lifelines, those phone numbers, can act as that watchman watching the watcher for you. So please reach out, because you are loved, and your feelings are valid. So, I'm not sure how long this episode will last, but I did want to get into more about my personal experiences with depression. It's something that I have been alone in my entire life, because my family, it's the old way of thinking about mental health. You know, it's your private business, don't bother other people with it, that sort of thing. So it's kind of funny how I'm becoming a psychologist with that. I guess that need for mental stimulation paved my way in life. But background of my family, in high school, I was what you call, I guess, an emo kid. And the emo kids in the early mid-2000s, I can't speak for today, but it wasn't a cry for attention. It was the only way that people knew how to express themselves. The music is the most well-known, like, benchmark of the emo kid, right? So, I was emo in high school, and it was a way for me to be analytical in myself, and it continues to be to this day. So, when I was in high school, I was feeling these odd feelings, that I felt more femme. Maybe I was gay. I didn't know. And I finally found out that, I figured out, rather, that I was Luna. There was this woman inside of me. It wasn't this sad, depressed emo boy from high school. It was Luna. And I knew this in my heart, in my soul. However, I mentioned how my family is not so accepting of mental health problems, and they are not so accepting of those who are different, including the LGBT community, and by proxy, me being trans, and I knew this, so I kept it quiet. I kept myself hidden, and hiding from myself caused my depression to go absolutely through the roof, so to speak, because I couldn't express me. Well, I met somebody, and I mentioned it to her after a few years. We were married, but still, she felt uncomfortable around me because she knew I was a woman, and that just wasn't her thing. So yet again, my depression, my self-worth, because of that relationship, was in the toilet. To say it blunt, I felt like at this time I was completely and utterly alone. I felt like nobody understood me, not even my wife at the time. And if anybody should understand somebody, it is somebody's spouse. And so I hid Luna. I hid myself again for protection. And I went to a downward spiral again until I moved. And I started my education in psychology, and it boosted my self-worth tenfold because I understood the processes that were going on inside my head. I understood others, what others could be feeling. I learned empathy for myself. And I'm not saying my depression is cured. It never is. But one thing that's major in my life right now is I'm finally able to express myself as a trans woman to the public. However, you remember that family I said that I lived with? The one that was least accepting? You got it. As I get my education, yet again, I'm living with family, and I experience depression. But I know how to better combat it now, because I know my self-worth. And if anybody should know your self-worth, it is yourself. You need to learn empathy for yourself. You need to be gentle with yourself. You need to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, nobody else will. That's what it seems like. That's what it feels like with depression. You feel completely closed off from everybody else. You feel like you are the only one who understands you. And I know, I realize this was a weird transition, and I went off topic kind of again. But I do suppose the whole point of these episodes is to freely express myself in a way that others can understand. In a way that others can perhaps compare their experiences with mine, or mine with theirs, and find some common ground. But thank you for listening. The remainder of this podcast will be dedicated to those individual stories. So, the next segment, if there are any stories, will begin now. Thank you. A few quick messages before the end. The podcast is on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. Hopefully many others soon. And I am on Podchaser. So if you guys would go and give a review or follow me on Twitter @LunaFrizzle, it would be most helpful. Thank you.